This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The newly installed Prime Minister of Ukraine said just now a military conflict in the region would, in fact, ruin regional stability, he said. He also says the new government has no intention of nationalizing private companies. However, a key part of that country is now under the authority of the Russians. The BBC's Christian Fraser is in the southern Ukraine, the Crimean Peninsula, which juts into the Black Sea. Christian, you watched as Russian forces took control without a fight. What's the situation as it gets into Monday afternoon your time?
Well, I think the situation has developed a pace since Saturday. The Russians really do have a stranglehold of the Crimean Peninsula now. They've taken all the key strategic assets, the airports, the parliament, and they're now encircling many of the key military bases. I've just come from the naval headquarters of the Ukrainian Navy. There's a very tense standoff there between Russian soldiers on the outside and the Ukrainians inside. I imagine for the Russians, they're quite happy as long as the Ukrainians are contained. The concern would be that the more hostile crowds which are gathering outside the gates might provide the spark, and the tensions obviously are at that elevated level.
Now, in that region, the population is predominantly Russian-speaking with close ties to Russia, although not exclusively. This is an industrialized area with key ports, which is, I assume, of great value to Ukraine as a whole.
Yes, it's the only part of Ukraine that has a Russian-speaking majority. People are generally pleased with what President Putin has done, but of course it hasn't been tested. The new Prime Minister has said he's bringing forward a referendum till the end of this month in which he will ask them whether they want to be separated from Ukraine, and I suppose that is the point when we will come to understand how people generally do feel about it.
What about economics on this Monday at the individual level there, Christian? I understand there is a limit on how much money Ukrainians can take out of their bank accounts?
Yes, they have set a limit at the banks and the cash points in Ukraine. And of course, there are also going to be economic implications for Russia as well. The dollar has risen to a new high against the ruble today. We've also seen the Russian stock market fall some 9% this morning, and gas flows from Russia through Ukraine to the rest of Europe. So Gazprom, there are big implications for them as well. The question mark for everyone really is, where do President Putin's ambitions lie? Is it just here in Crimea, or is he also focusing on the eastern part of Ukraine in those cities like Donetsk, Lugansk, Kharkiv, because that would be a completely different game and that would ratchet up the tension another notch.
The BBC's Christian Fraser speaking to us from Sevastopol in the Crimean region of Ukraine. Christian, thank you.
Thank you, David.